Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Tap Taisvis, we had in the Mishnah Krichais Bershus Arabim. Krichais are bundles that were found Bershus Arabim. And there's a Machlokes further in the Gemara, and Taisvis is just telling us the Cheshbonos. According to each man the Yoma. Kriches b'shus haram, so first Tosfos explained, is one man the Yoma that holds mokim is a simen, simen osi lidoris is a simen, and kriches b'shus haram is speaking about that there's no simen whatsoever on the kriches, and b'shus haram, it's impossible to have a simen mokim until he put it down because it is kicked by the traffic in the b'shus haram. So therefore, kriches bershus araben rei elu shaloi. Kriches bershus hayochid derech hinuach will be his. Derech nefile will not be his because there's no simen. Igulei dveile. So that what the Mishnah is differentiating by kriches is derech hinuach. B'shus harab merei shaloi, b'shus hayochid, derech hinuach, is he's mechuyev to be machiz, nigulei dveile, where there's no difference, so then, nigulei dveile speaking about derech nefile, because if it would be derech hanoche, would also be chayev l'hachiz, because Mokim have a simen. So Taisus had a problem that Kriches is only speaking about Derech Inuach, and there is a Dutzi Nushus Amushus Ayochim, Nugulei Dveile, which is speaking about Derech Nefila. There's no difference between Nushus Ayoch, Nushus Arab, and Derech Nefila. Now, Taisus says, Uleman da Omar Simin Ha'osi Lidoris Loi Habi Simin. There's a man the Omar further in the Gemara that Simin Ha'osi Lidoris Loi Habi Simin. So there's a Simin on it, the Bailam is Miyayish, the Bailam are Miyayish because they assume the Simin will not last there too long, so they're Miyayish. Umokim Nami Loi Habi Simin. Mayri bekriches sheyesh bem simen. It's speaking about kriches that have a simen. Ulekach, there is a simen. But bershus harabim, the simen doesn't help. Ulekach bershus hayochid machiz. Bershus hayochid you machiz. Because there it's not osi ledoris. Vekikro yishol nachdem vishardem asnisen. Less bu simen. Lekach af b'shus hayochid harayim shalai. So, all these cases, there's no simen. Krich is the arva simen, but b'shus harabim, the simen is worthless because it's also lidoris, and b'shus hayochid, that's why, since there is a simen, so it's chayv lachid. V'kikroish shal balabayit. Now, the Mishnah only says, kikroish shal nachtumim, Sareyu shaloi. Bekikrei shal balabai, sheyesh bem simen. Chayiv lahachiz af b'shus harab. Kikrei shal balabai is, there the yumuchuyiv lahachiz af b'shus harab. De'ein osi lidoris. Because that simen is not osi lidoris. Why? Mishum de'ein mavirin al ho'ichle. Because food, people will not step on. So, Mamele, food is not osili dores. So, kikereis are food. So, therefore, people will not step on it. If there's a simen, every kikereis shall balabais, there's a simen. Each person makes his kikereis differently. So, therefore, kikereis shall balabais, yechayim lahachiz afilu b'shus harab. Kricha is not food. It's not processed food. It's bundles of wheat, small bundles of wheat. It's not food. So there's no klal of emabiran aloichlam. So people step on. The kula masnis and mairi. Now, according to this mahalach, bein derech nefila, bein derech inuach. Now we can say that the Mishnah is speaking about bein derech nefila, bein derech inuach. Bershus harabim, by krichais, derech inuach is worthless because it gets kicked around. Derech nefila, you don't have a simen mokim to begin with, but the simen, even though there's a simen, simen nosili doris, they have a simen. But since it's speaking about Yeva Simen, so Bishus Ayochid, Bein Derech Nefila, Bein Derech Inuach, you'll be Chayiv. Because Yeva Simen. So the Mishnah, Bekula Maslis Mayim Bein Derech Nefila, Bein Derech Inuach. Now the Masho has here a problem. Tosfos said a mouthful over here. The Masho is a problem. The whole Mishnah is speaking about Bein derech nefila, bein derech inuach. So why by peiris and kikre shal nachtem, why derech inuach b'rshus hayochid is why are you allowed to take it? There's a din layito. There's a din layito we had before. There's no simen. Mokim is not a simen. Fine. But why is it yito? Is a din lo yitel. The mokim amishtama ktas, so the din should be lo yitel. Tyson just said that the Mishnah, first Malchon Tyson misses, all these things are speaking derech nefila, Tyson said. But now, Tyson says the Mishnah is speaking about bein derech nefila, bein derech inuach, and Lachayon Tyson is speaking about the kula masnis amayri. So why are you allowed to take kikrei shal nachtim? So the Mashal wants to say, maybe a shus hayochid is not called a mokim amishtama ktas. The only, where do we hear that a mokim amishtama ktas, achayri agap, it's a secluded place. But a shus hayochid could be, it's not mishtama ktas. That's what he would say, but he brings the Rosh, says a shus hayochid is, Adin of Layito, so lies by Tzachim. Vimtaima, Kriches, Iderech Nefilehi, Imkain Eina Yedeya, Echenoflo, Kriches, Basis said the Mishnah is speaking about by Kriches, Bein Derech Nefile, Bein Derech Inuach. So let's talk Derech Nefile. So Derech is speaking about Kriches with a Simen. B'shus harabim he's miyayish. B'shus hayoch because it's osilidoris. B'shus hayoch is not miyayish, it's not osilidoris. Iderech nefili imkein eina yedeya heichen oflu. So it fell. He doesn't know where it fell. B'shus hayochit amaitzorich lahachiz homisyayish shesovo. Bershus Arabim Novel. Now Taisvis asks a Murdike Kashin. Taisvis asks, Kriches fell. Now, Taisvis understood that Derech Nefila, so he doesn't know where it fell. He wasn't Bershus Ayochid, he wasn't Bershus Arabim. Now, if it was Bershus Arabim, if it fell Bershus Arabim, it has a Simon, but he's Miyayish. I mean, because Simon Osili Doris, they have a Simon. If it fell Bershus Ayochid, so Baruch Hashem, it's not Osili Doris. So Taisvis assumes, if he doesn't know where it fell, he's also Miyayish. That's the Rita's Lotion of Taisvis. He doesn't know how it fell. He doesn't know where it fell. And all of a sudden he starts thinking, maybe it fell on Rosh Hashanah. It fell on Rosh Hashanah. No. So he's Miyayish. Like Tosfos, if he doesn't know where it fell, he's also Miyayish. So Rabbi Kivega asks two kashas. One kasha is, where did Taisus get this from? Where did Taisus see if a person doesn't know? That's true, if a Helbisha Sarabim is Miyayish, because it's Asili does, if Helbisha Siyachin is not Miyayish. But if he doesn't know where it fell, so why is he Miyayish? Where did Taisus get this klal that is Miyayish? They say it's a kasha. Maybe it fell Bishu Sarabim. Maybe he fell Bishus Sayochit. That's one kash, Rabbi Kivege asks on Taisvus. Then Rabbi Kivege says, maybe Taisvus had a raya. Because Kriches Bishus Arabim, you're allowed to take it. There, speaking about Derech Nefila, who says he's Miyayish, since he doesn't know where it fell, maybe it fell Bishus Ayochit. How you have to take it? Bishus Aram is speaking about, there's a simen on it. I picked it up, there's a simen. He's Miyayish because he knows it's Osil Lidos, but he doesn't know where it fell. So maybe it fell Bishus Ayochit. So we see from Kriches Bishus Arabin that if he doesn't know where it fell, he's also Miyayish. So Taisha says, what a raya, not the Psadoi. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. I once heard from someone, it could be the Lashon of Taisvus is Meduyik, that, look what Taisvus says, Homis Yayish Shesobul Bushus Arabim Novel. Taisvus says, is Miyayish because he holds that it fell Bushus Aram. Taisvus doesn't say, is Miyayish because maybe it fell Bushus Aram. Taisi says, because Vinishvi, if a person was traveling with Kriches, I mean, most of the time he was Bashus Arab, he went through a Rishus Ayochid, that's also true. But if he'll take, most probably people don't walk through it, they take a shortcut, I don't know, but the Derech Ahilach is Bashus Arabim. So Taisi didn't ask out Sofik. Taisi says, Shesavul Bishus Arabim Novel. He holds that it fell in the Shus Arabim, because most of the time he wasn't the Shus Arabim. So Mistome it fell when he wasn't the Shus Arabim. But, so then there wouldn't be two gefelach, Rabbi Kevega's kasha. V'yesh loima. The Afar P. שאינו ידע לכוון המוקים, ידע אם נופל בשוס הרב מי בשוס היחד. So Taisvus says, דרך נפילה, that a person, דרך נפילה, he doesn't know where he dropped it, that's for sure, but where he dropped it, that already mistome, he knows. So קריחס בשוס היחד, that means that when he passed the שוס היחד, he'll have already that he lost it in the שוס היחד, where he lost it, that he doesn't know, but he knows where he lost it. So I made the kirchis b'shus, and I lost b'shus ayochid, it's not miyayish, because b'shus ayochid is not osi ledoritz, b'shus aram, he knows he lost b'shus aram. So that Taisvus is machadish, in derech nefilim, he doesn't know where he dropped it, but in which reshus he dropped it, that mustama more or less he's aware. So I made the, so, If he dropped the Bishus Ayochid, he knows he dropped the Bishus Ayochid. So my male is not Miyayish. Zok the Gemara. Motza Peiris Mifazorim. The Mishnah said that he found Peiris which are spread out. Now this is a very vague lotion. Spread out. The Kama, how much is it spread out? Omar Rav Yitzchok, Kav ba'arba amis. It's a kav. Now we're speaking about, let's just try to understand a little bit. We're speaking about chitim that are spread out, a kav, which is the amount of 24 bayim, in an area of dalad amis. That's pshat peiris mefezorim arei elu sholay. Frag the Gemara eichidom. I derech nefile. If these peiris were derech nefile, There's no simen. Peres, we're speaking about peres, don't have a simen. He does not feel it. I feel it to Venami. So why Dafke, if it's a kav and dalad amis, I feel it's more than a kav. There's no simen. So what's going to be? It was two kavin and dalad amis. But he has no simen. And he lost it, so he's a miyayish. So why Dafke kav and dalad amis? V'derech hinuach, if it was put away, afilu botza mahochi namiloi, afilu less than a kav. If it's derech hinuach, if they put it away, so afilu you shouldn't be eaten yet. Less than a kav, you also shouldn't be permitted to take. He's saying a kav you're allowed to take, if it's less than a kav, you're also not allowed to take. You put it down, it might come back. Amar Rav Ukve Bar Chomem Machnashte Devei Dori Askina. It's speaking about Machnashte Devei Dori. This is a place with the ma'asif, the tzvua. Kav ba'ameis, the nofesh tochayu, loy torach inish, loy hoder, osi, vishokelu. Avkuli mafkelu, botza mahochi, torach, vahoder, osi, vishokelu, v'loy mafkelu. Now, let us see Rashi. The kama choshe pizo. What is called a pizo? Kav mefuzer ba'arba ames. That's called a pizo. Avol begimel ames lehavi pizo. V'taim mefurish bozo. What's the chesmin? That a kav and dalad ames is a pizo. A kav and gimel ames is not a pizo. I derech nefile. I motzam derech nefile. Shesh lo dash lehunchu shamidas ala noflu. We know clearly that it wasn't put down. It fell. I feel a tuva mikav nami. Right, Dafka, a kav you're allowed to take. The kivin daim bemsin. Yushi miyayish. He's miyayish. What's there to... He has no simen, no proof whatsoever that his payers. Right, Dafka, kav from the tukab. Miderech inuach. If he put it down, Osid Larza Velifon, so he put it down. So he'll come back. And it's Derech Hinuach. The Mishnah says Tam, I feel the Namokim and Mishtama Ktas. What's the Peres Mephazon? The Mishnah doesn't differentiate. I feel the Namokim and Mishtama Ktas. You'll have to take it if it's derech hinuach, and the tamokim and mishtamak tas. Why should be allowed to take it? Also, lach the belittle. We put it down. She's not allowed to take it. So the Gemara answers b'machnashta devei dori. B'shas asifas kronis. We're speaking about when a person machnashta is a loshen asifa. Bishas the ma'asib the tvu and the garonis. Bekan doshon balayim. In this place, the bailim was dosh the chitim, the tvu. Venosu esaika. And he took away the brunt of the tvu that was nidish. Venosu elu. This was left over. These are remnants of the disha. He took away, he made 10 trips, he took away the brunt of the tvua that was there. So it's like this. Kav ba'aba amis. Dinofish tochai le torech inish. Nafish tochayu lekapzom. That means the Shaila, is he going to come back? Is he going to come back to the Goyim? That means he knows that by the last trip he took Kamat all of the Tvuah that's left. He sees there's a Kav of Tvuah spread out in Daladamis. Is Samamele, he makes a Cheshbon. Is it worthwhile to come back? It's spread out over Daladamis. It's Tvuah, not watermelon. And so it's a tirche. So he won't come back. I mean, for this I should come back. He won't come back. But if this kav is spread out in the area of 3 amis, so it's not a backbreaking kav, we'll do it in 15 minutes like this, and then daladamis, so it takes him a good half an hour. So we have to take in consideration that it's only a kav, and daladamis, so he won't come back. Batsimiochi, imhoya pizuram bepoches mikan, so mamele, it's not such a difficult task to come back to gather up this kav. He doesn't have to go over Nevi Dabadamis. Kivin le nofish tachayu le mafkilu. Batsimiochi torach bahoda. Osi v'shokol, less than Daladamis will come back. I'd like to, we started yesterday, we hit a deek in 2 Rashis. The first Rashi says, Motza peres mefuzorin v'syayishu abayli mehen k'di oma v'gemore v'hefker hein. Rashi says, Rashi said by the first one, Hefka Hain, Vahava Lohu Hefka. Bothered me if it's the Shinoi Haloshin. And Chavrus Rabbi Yehuda Kelter wanted to say, and I'd like to perhaps be Malchiv a little. We have to understand, Peiris Mefuzorin, Rashi says, Nisyaishu abayla mehem kedi oma bigmore. This is not the Yish of Aveda. We're not talking about the Yish of Aveda over here. Nisyaishu abayla means something else completely. That means he was miyayish to come back. It's not worthwhile to come back for a kav that's spread out in Daladamas since it's a tirche. It's not worthwhile to come back. There's a Machna Frayim in Simen Vov of Schiye VeHefker. Machna Frayim, here our Gemara says, Afkuri Mavkilu, the Gemara Namad Bey says, calls it Aveda Midas. The Machna Frayim says, Pshat. The Gemara Didon, he's speaking about our Gemara, Machnash to the Beidori, Gomar bedatoi lav kurei. That means this person made up his mind by the last trip when he took the brunt of the tour. He looked around. He saw what's left over. It's a kav v'daladamas. He realized a kav v'daladamas to come back and for a kav which is difficult to be ma'asif is gomar lav kurei. So he decided he won't come back. So what's going to be with it? Like the squirrels. I mean, it's for him, he made up his mind, he's not coming back. Danan Sadai, the Kav v'daladamis the nofish tochayu leitore chinish. I mean, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said. A Kav v'daladamis leitore chinish. It's not worthwhile the tirche to come back for a Kav. V'leihodir osi v'shoko. The Bechia Gavna Vehefker Gomel. So that means, Afkuri Mavkelu means, he's Mavket, not that he said Arezu Hefker, but his Gemira's Das, not to come back, is equivalent to a Hefker. That means, I'm gonna, you'll give him a questionnaire, what's gonna be with this? We would ask him, What's going to be? I'm not coming back. So what's going to be with it? I don't want it. Goma v'datoi. Lafkure, that means I don't need it. So so the gemiras das is a hefker. That means if a person has something and he made up his mind that he's going to leave it there and not come back for it, and it's going to become hefker if you leave it there. So that's called he was mafkeret. If a person loses something and he's miyayish, that is a different dinin ganzen. Yish is pshat that he lost something. He would love to find it. There's no simin mois mepozoris. He would love to find it, but there's no simin. So you ask him a shayla, do you have any hopes in finding it? He says no. He doesn't have any hopes. He wasn't mafkeret. This din yish is a din teire. It's a din teire. The aloche. If a person lost something. And he gave up hope of finding it. The Torah says, it's hefker, you're allowed to take it. But not, he was mafker. Pshat is, the Torah gave it, it didn't hefker. Because he was miyayish. So it could be that's the lashon of Rashi. That means he was miyayish. It's not the yish of Aved. It was miyayish to come back. He made up his mind, he won't come back. The hefkerein, so such an action, this is a maisa hefker, the hefkerein, that's called the use mafkeret, the hefkerein. Mois mefazoris, since he doesn't have any way to retrieve it, he yushi miyash vahavulu hefker, that means that he was mafkeret, this is called a maisa hefker. He's miyayish, and the Torah says a person was miyayish by a veda, havulu hefker, is a din hefker, that he was mafkeret. Could be that the hefker could be me is equivalent that he's mafkeret by because of his gemiras das of not coming back. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi, a chatzi kav b'shtayam mismal. What is the din a chatzi kav b'shtayam? That he left over a chatzi kav, which is worth less than a kav. But the tirche involved, in order to be massive, it is a much smaller tirche. Kav ba'arba meis taima mai mishum denofish terchayu. If I say the reason of his determination of not coming back is because it's a big tirche, chatzi kav b'shtei amet, kivin deloi nofish terchayu, like mafkilu, he won't be mafkil. It's worthwhile to come back, even though in chshivis, a chatzi kav is zicha worth less than a kav, but again, he'll be able to retrieve it with a minimum amount of tircha. By dilme, mishum deloy chshivi, do I say a kav, he won't come back because it's not worthwhile to come back for a kav. V'chatzi kav b'shtayamis kivin d'lechshivi makilu. I saw in Mishnah Halevi's Ma'ira, you learned the Gemara Elech. The Gemara seems to declare what is the din? What is the reason for a kav baal bamis? The reason is because of tirche. It is no tirche. The reason is because of chshivis. So it is zichen of chshivis. The Gemara seems to clear. So I said Mishnah Salevi is ma'ira. I mean, the zichen a cheshbin. You can't say that a kav is not choshev. It'll be a kav begibel ames. Zicha, come back. A kav, so that means everything is relative. That means if we have a tirche, we have a chshivis, now the shaila is, is it enough choshev by him to go to the tirche, or that's bemes and the shaila.
So be'etzem, a kav ba'arba ames, so you have a tirche, so it's not choshev enough for that tirche. A kav ba'gimel ames, we'll come back, no shayla, a kav ba'gimel ames, it's a kav. Now the Gemara calls a shayla, well, what'll be a din, a chatzi kav ba'amo? We have a shayla, a chatzi kav ba'amo, the one he calls a chatzi kav ba'beis ames. A chatzi kav ba'am el zichah come back, because there's no, there's a minimum amount of zichah come back. That means, so, this inyan of chshivis and the inyan of tirche, it's not the, do I go, is the reason tirche, is the reason chshivis. Each case, you have to be done, you have your tirche, you have your chshivis, and now you have to be done. Is it this choshev enough to come back for this amount of tikh? Or is it not choshev enough? But it's not the zikha a cheshben of tikh, the zikha a cheshben of shivis. And the shayla is in these combinations. So the Gemara shayla of chatzi kav b'shtei amis. So there's the shayla that means. Mitzad echad, mitzad chshivis, it is much less choshev than a kav, or b'lidach yisev, there's less tichah, so it could be. It's worthwhile to come back since there's a minimal amount of tichah. Or maybe not. That's l'chayu d'shayu d'gmalu. Kabayim b'shmoyna ames mal. What'll be the din if you have two kabim b'shmoyna ames? Kav ba'ar ba'am is time of my, mishum de nofish tel chayu. Kav ba'ar ba'am is, it's a big tirche. B'chosh ken kabayim b'shmai namis, it's a bigger tirche, because now it's spread out of an area of shmai namis. Kiven de nefish tel chayu, tvei, afkilu. Oidume mishum de loich shivi, the reason why he won't come back for a kav, and the tikh of Dalad Amis, because he's only coming back for a kav. Aber v'kabayim b'shmein Amis, kiven d'chshivi, loim afkelu. That means, so everything is relative. That means you have to know, there's no standard formula. That means, this is half of that, this is double of that. There's no standard formula. A kav v'arba Amis, so, with this amount of shivas and this amount of tikha, we say, of kuriyafkilu. The minute you have more cheshivas, so then could be tikha is irrelevant. It's more kosher. Maybe the other way around. The minute you have less tikha, so could be, it's irrelevant that it's not kosher. These are the shailas of the Gemara. Kav shumshamin ba'aba ames mal. What is the din? We're talking about chitim. So we say, akav chitim ka'arba ames, so taking into consideration the chshivas of chitim, taking it in consideration the tircha of a pizza of dalad ames, so we say it's not worthwhile for him to come back. Now shumshimin, it's like this. Shumshimin is more choshev than chitim. So akav shumshimin is a big reason he will come back, because it's more choshev than chitim. Le'idach yisef, shumshimin is a bigger tirche than chitim. So mamele, so kav shumshimin ba'ar ba'amais, we have here, it's a new shayla. Mao. Kav ba'ar ba'ameis time amai mishum deloich shivi. Kav ba'ameis, he won't come back because it's not choshev enough to come back, taking into consideration the tirche of a pizor of dalad ameis. Abo v'shum shemin kivin deloich shivi, but shum shemin is choshev. More choshev than chitim. Boi nafkelu. So,
If I say that the tirche is because of the tirche won't come back, chosh kein shumshemin kim de nofesh tochayu tvei makelot. Shumshemin, there's a greater tirche, it's more difficult, they're more minute than chitim, so the tirche won't come back. Well, the Yisayda Shaila is, we have very different cases in some Mamele, there's no standard formula when the cases change. There are now different factors. There's a greater Shiva, there's less of a Tircha, there's a greater Tircha. So, Lechayra, all these are a Shaila. Now the Gemara declares, Kav Tamri Ba'arba Ames, Kav Rimeini Ba'arba Ames Mal. What if you have a Kav of Tamorim? Kav Ba'arba Ames Taim Amai Bishim Doloi Shivi, it's not Choshev. That means for the value of a Kav, it's not Choshev. It's Kav Tamri Ba'arba Ames, Kav Rimeini Ba'arba Ames, Nam Kivin Doloi Shivi, Mavkelo. Oidulma Mishum Denefishi Tochayim. But maybe the cheshbon is because a kav ba'arba ames, the tirche is too great. The kav tamri ba'arba ames, the kav rimoini ba'arba ames, given le'nofish tochayu le'makru. My take. Now here I had a kasha. Baruch Hashem, I found the Mishnah Salevi yes, a kasha, and he blames that's all him. I demand the kakasha over here. We have like this, a kav, Ba'arba Ames, so there's a value of a kav. Let us say, for practical purposes, a kav is worth, let's say, $5. And then there's a tirche of, there's a pizr of dalad ames. So we say, a pizr of dalad ames for a $5 value, it's not kedai. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok said. A kav ba'arba ames, a person won't come back, of kuri makelu. It's not worth it. A kav begimel ames, we see clear for Rabbi Yitzchok. I come back $5, and there's only a tirch of gimel ames, we see clear from Rabbi Yitzchok, then he's zichen amarka, he's a kav, dafke this ratio, a kav bab ames, a kav begimel ames, since in gimel ames there's less tirch, he'll zichen come back. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok said. So you have a kav tamri bedalad ames, there's less tirche than chit. That's the shail of the Gemara. There's less tirche. So lechayre, a kav tamri bedalad ames is mamish a kav chit and begimel ames. There's the same value. The Gemara doesn't say that a kav tamri is less choshev than a kav chit. Well, says, shivi, there's less tirche. So lechayre, what is the shaila? A kav tamri bedal the damis lechayre is a kav chitim begimel ames that the Gemara holds for a double poshet that Yizicha will come back. So it's very unclear what the shaila of the Gemara is. A kaponim, the last case is very difficult to understand the shaila. My teiku. So the Gemara answers, we don't know. The Gemara says teiku. Let us see Rashi. Yishim d'rachshiv alei kav peres l'troich aleim teirech kibbut shalah ba'ameis. Shum shemin zakin moi v'yesh teirech b'kibbut san yoysa mechitim avu d'meim yikorim. Mamela, here we have a shayla, we have a greater tircha, we have a greater shavius, which will be machia by shum shemin. Torim v'tmorim v'rimayim kasimay v'in torich b'kibbutzom v'mor b'lai b'tvaya teiko. Let us see Taisu. V'kamo omar Rav Yitzchok kav ba'arba amay. Torich loima v'Rav Yitzchok gufe boi v'kamo. Rav Yitzchok est kashe. And not the Gemara asked the Kasha in Rabbi Yitzchok said a Teret. No, Rabbi Yitzchok said the Kasha and the Teret. He was, this whole Shakla Vatayah started with Rabbi Yitzchok.
Why does Taisus say this? A Gabuch had this very interesting shach in Yeredeya. Someone wanted to bring a raya from the shoyl and the Tumas Adeshin. He said, Tumas Adeshin, Taka doesn't hold like this, but the shoyl and the Tumas Adeshin held like this, I'm a mailer. The shoyl and the Tumas also a rishin, so I'm a mailer. Kaponim, we have a das of a rishin. So the shach tells him, I got news for you. The Tumas Adeshin, he wrote the shaylos and the tshuvos. It wasn't a shoyl and a meishin. He wrote the shaylos and he wrote the tshuvos. So there's no two days over here. So Taisma says, this is Rabbi Yitzchak also. Rabbi Yitzchak said, the kamo, how much it is? And he said, the teres. But here. So the igmore boy, so Taisma's proofs. Igmore boy, my boy, the kamo. So, Voluki, Tarek Nafila, Bafila Tuva, Kit Pach Bigmore, Bosaroch. That means the kasha finds sich nicht on. Yes, in the kamo. Who says this is a cheshben? Peres mefuzorim, Derech Nefila, it's irrelevant how many, how the pizzer is, if it's 4 amas and 5 amas and 10 amas, it's Derech Nefila, there's no shear. There's no din vekamo. Derech Nefila is Yizicha Meyayish. The Porsche Begmore Bosaroch. Ele Medivrei Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said v'kama. Mele be'etzem Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, it's no, between you and me, it's no kash. We could say it's derech nefila. And there's no shir v'kama. Rabbi Yitzchak le'boi luk mi derech nefila filotuve mishim desova kabai the yish le'medas le'have a yish. Now, let us just stop for a minute and explain what Taisvus is saying. Later, we're going to have, and the Chof Aleph on the Beit, we have a Machlikis, Abaye V'Rove. With a Machlikis Abaye V'Rove, if a person lost something, he's unaware that he lost it. He lost something, She'ein Bo Simen, but he's unaware that he lost it. Do I say that, since he's unaware, so there's no Yish, if you would have known, he'd be miyayish. There's no hope to get it back. But he doesn't know. So, Kozman, he doesn't know. There's no yish. Or do I say that since, if he would know, he'd zich be miyayish, so that what he doesn't know is irrelevant. That means it's, since I know he would be miyayish, so memele, if there's a din yish, a filo, bepoil, he wasn't miyayish. That's a machlokes Abaye v'Rove. Now, if a person lost peiros, he had a sack of tefuah and there's a hole in the sack and some chitim are falling out, derech nefila. This person is walking, he's unaware that there's chitim that's falling out of the sack. Now, if someone would tap him on the shoulder and tell him, for the last 20 minutes you've been, there's a trail of chitim, if we find this out, zich be miyayish. Maybe there's no proof that it is, then zich be miyayish. No shaila. Zich be miyayish. But he doesn't know. So I'm a mele. So, Rabbi Yitzchak, and we paskin like Abaye. We paskin like Abaye that yish le medas le have a yish. So I'm a mele, Rabbi Yitzchak had a tremendous problem in the Mishnah. He can't say the Mishnah is speaking about derech nefila. Because if it's derech nefila, not allowed to take it, I'm sorry. Because since I do not know that he knows about it, it's derech nefila, and I can see the whole trail, and I see he still doesn't know about it, I'm not allowed to take it, because he wasn't miyayish yet. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, you can't learn the Mishnah Kipshutoi. You can't say the Mishnah is speaking about derech nefila. Because if it's derech nefila, so you're not allowed to take it, even though there's no simen. But I don't have a yish bepoil since he doesn't know about it. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak had to say that it's not speaking about derech nefila. It can't be speaking about derech nefila, else you're not allowed to take it.
So but not speaking about that, so Rav Yitzchak says, I'll tell you Pshat in the Mishnah. That means, you can't learn Pshat in the Mishnah, it's Derech Nefilah. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah? If it's Derech Hanoche, you also can't take it. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about a unique case, that a person, the guy that did the Tvua from the Goyren, he left over some Tvua. So now the Shaila is, how much does one leave a loiv over that they say he won't come back? So Rav Yitzchak, that means Rav Yitzchak knew Pshat in the Mishnah before. Rav Yitzchak knew like this: it can't be Derech Nefilah, it can't be Derech Hanochah. He knew that it can't be Derech Nefilah has no Pshat because you're not allowed to take it. Derech Nefilah, Derech Hanochah has no Pshat because you're also not allowed to take it. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah has to be speaking about Machnashta Deveidori. Now, Machnashta Deveidori works with a ratio. There's Chivis and there's Ticha. What is the ratio? So, Rabbi Yitzchak, after he knew Pshat in the Mishnah, the Kamo, what is the ratio? Kam B'dalad Amos. That's what Tosfos says. Elam Ediver Rabbi Yitzchaku. Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, loyboy look me dach nefila vafilu tuve, mishum de sova kabaya. The yish shaloy medas lehave yish. So it can't be dach nefila, ala buki lo machnash to the veidori shenichem shom midas. Fine. So memele, so we have to learn the Gemara elach. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara, it's keilu, it said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi said, the Mishnah is not speaking about Derech Nefilah. It's not speaking about Derech Hanoche. So Kolch is speaking about Machnashta Deveidori. That's the Aleph. That's Pshat in the Mishnah, because it can't be another Pshat. In Machnashta Deveidori Vekama, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kav Vedaladam. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. I just like to mention the Ha'oreh, the Nachlas David asks on Tosfos. Fine. Good. Rabbi Yitzchak, we understand Pshat. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yitzchak, Hey Chidomi, Yidach Nefila Afilu Tuve. Now this Makshin, and Shulgit, let's analyze this Kasha. What do you mean Yidach Nefila Afilu Tuve? It's Yishlei Medas. So Al Kochach, this Makshin holds Yishlei Medas Habi Yish. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Yishlei Medas Habi Yish. So what is the Makshin asking? He's asking God, he didn't understand Rabbi Yitzchak fine, but he says, so Mamela, your cheshman is wrong, because if it's Derech Nefilah, it can't be Derech Nefilah. So the Nachlas David Tainas on Tosfos, you have Astam Machin, Est Sakash Shlai Libe De Hilchese, which is a Tichik. Fine. Bechia Gavne Ike Bepirkin, the boy Uloilam, Amrabiude, the Tzorch Loima, Drabiude Oma Uloilam. Let's just say for 1 minute what the Gemara is speaking about over there. There's a Gemara later that says, when is it called an Aveda? When do I know it's an Aveda? And when don't I know that it's an Aveda? So the Gemara says, if a pore roye baderech, a chmoy roye baderech, so it's not an aveda. It could be the Bailam knows where the pore is, so don't chapel with it. A pore rots bein akromim, a chmoy keilo vafuchim. So you see already that this is an aveda. But a pore roye baderech, not an aveda. The Gemara Uloilam, that means I pass by every day, I see this Pore Roye Baderech. It's not an Abede. So the Gemara says, Uloilam is. So that's the Gemara's Kashi. Shavida says, no, 3 days. That means till 3 days, if I see the Pore Roye Baderech,
not an Aveda. More than 3 days, it is an Aveda. You have to say an Aveda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's test. Like the Gemara, Akasha, what is it speaking about? When is this Poros Roye Baderech? If the Poros Roye Baderech by Yoin, so it's a Cheshma of 3 days, could be 20 days, 30 days. It's not a riot in Aveda. And if it's speaking about Balayla, so Filo, I see it's Roye Baderech Balayla, so Filo, one day I know it's an Aveda. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Mishnah is speaking about a certain, it's speaking about a certain Kimte, it's early in the morning, and as soon as it becomes night, and it's very odd that the Bailam should let the Pora be Roye and these manim. 3 days, I can assume it's an Aveda, more I can assume it's an Aveda. So Rabbi Yehuda made an Kimte, that it's speaking about such a case, and he said, no, it's an odd oifen. How long does it have to 3 days? So Tosis found that a Gemara, that someone makes an akimta in the Gemara, and then he asks, that's John the Mishnah, and this pshat for Kama. So we see such a thing. V'chein v'perik lo yachpe, gabi machikim min achaloinis, to Kama v'kame, omar rabyevik malareich v'chaloin, also, it doesn't have to be like this. So this was the Vekama. Rav Yehuda himself asked the Vekama and said this shit. Chatzi kav b'shtei ames mao. Taima. So the Gemara clears the shayla. Chatzi kav b'shtei ames mao. Taima. Aloi kav ba'arba ames avanami chatzi kav b'shtei ames. So Tosis asks a Moridik Akasha that you have a Shaila Achatzi Kav B'Shtei Ames. Achatzi Kav B'Shtei Ames have a suffix since Ein Chanami it's less choshev but it's less tiche. So a pizzo of Shtei Ames will come back. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Like the Tosfos, if you say a pizzer of Shtei Amos will come back, so every kav b'dalad Amos, you have a chatzi kav b'Shtei Amos. So why doesn't he come back for the chatzi kav b'Shtei Amos? Come back for chatzi kav. Taima alei kav ba'arba Amos nami avinami chatzi kav b'Shtei Amos u'maika mi boilei. So Tosfos says two very interesting truths. V'yeshloima kiven deleke elom Chatzi kav yilkait kiven she'ein leitoyrach ligmel. Avo kav ba'ame she'esh leitoyrach lilkait akoyl ve'ein melakit klal. So Tosu says, the psychology of a person is like this. That means to come back for a chatzi kav. Well, it's not such a big tirche, he'll come back, he'll do. But if there's a kav there, come back, I mean, if he's there already, you see, it's ridiculous, but there's no need to pick a chatzikav and leave over the other, he's there already. Zichet pick up the other chatzikav also, so he knows that in advance, so he won't come back, because he knows if he comes back, he'll pick up the whole kav, and the whole kav is not worth the tirche. So he won't come back, period. That's what Taisva says, the psychology of a person is, that means if he knows nothing will force him, not his conscience either, nothing will force him to pick up the whole kav, it's for a chatzi kav, will come back. It's a kleina kai, will come back. It's worthwhile coming back, because it's not so much of a tirche. Ma she'en kain by a chatzi kav, by a kav v'dal adam is, he knows, I mean, if he comes back, his conscience won't let him leave it there. Now he's here, but it'll zich a bit. And it's taka piktiche, so the whole thing is not worthwhile. That's one terence of Tosfos. Inami kava ba'ameis meruboi. Avichatzi kav b'shtei ames roichev ba'al ba'ameis oirech. So Tosfos says a poshet teteret that a kav v'dalad ames so the chatzi kav is not nispazer in 2x2, it's nispazer in 2x4.
So Memele, so 2x4 is also a tichy. Won't the pizza of 2x4 is not worthwhile to come? Ain't a chanami. That's a raif and a kavadala damas. He just like he doesn't come back for the whole kav, he won't come back for half a kav. A kav that's nispazer on 2x4. Mashain came, the Gemara Shaila kav bebezamas means a new type a kav and 2x2. This is a whole new cheshbin. A kav and 2x2, that could be that pizza is worthwhile to come back. There's not so much of a tears. Zog to Gemara weiter. Itma. Yiyush shaloi midas. Let us see what Rashi says. Dovo shestomoi yiyush l'chsheyeda shenofo mimen. When he'll find out that he lost something, but when the person found it, adayin leyodo habaylim shenofo meyem, the baylim as yet are unaware that they lost it. So we have here a matziv which will zikha create yush, but at the present time, since there's an unawareness of the nefila, so bepayil there was no yush. Abaya oma loy have yush, berova oma have yush. There's a machlekes loy have yush, bekame meforish pluktayu. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Bedovo sheyesh by simin. If a person lost something with a simin, kula alme loy pligoy de loy ave yish, va'af al gav de shamino de miyayish lipsoif, loy ave yish. So the Gemara says as follows. Something that has a simin, and when he found out about it, that he lost it, he was miyayish right away. He was miyayish right away. Afal pikein, there is no machlokes whatsoever. I see this person, as soon as he found out, he's miyayish already. He's a very small bal bitochen. He's miyayish. Afal tzadov yesh b'isim. Koz man. He didn't find out about it. Afilu according to Rabbi Lehavi Yish. Vechi ose liyodei bisure de ose liyodei. Vilechi yoda de nofel minei. If he would have known then, loy miyayish. Meime oma simne islei begave. I have a simen. Yahavne simne. I'll give the simen. Vishakilne lei. And I'll get it. Now let us see what Taisvis says, the top Taisvis. The lechinof al minei loy miyayish. That means, when he dropped it, I cannot assume that he'll be miyayish. Va'af al gav da hashta miyayish. I mean, what do you say? I can assume he wouldn't be miyayish. You see, the minute he found out about it, he was miyayish. So you see this person. So Taisvis says, Akroi ba'almahu. That would he was miyayish. It's a very modern nizach. He was miyayish. Good. So now he sees miyayish. And full of a dova, sheyesh, basically goes, over mitchila leham lehoya oimet liyayish. But that zikhe, a full of by him goof, it wasn't oimet liyayish. Now he was miyayish. Mistama, 20 things went wrong that day with him. And now he found out he lost this thing. So he's also miyayish. So he's already, he knows he won't find it. But this is a mikre. This is a mikre, and I cannot say from what I see later that he was miyayish as soon as he found out. That means if he would have known before the person found that he would have been miyayish. Ve'av agav deshminin de miyayish lipsoif. Even though later I hear he was miyayish. Lo'yehave yiyush v'chiyosa liyodoy. So between you and me, it could be lo'yehave yiyush. The later yiyush will not help. דכי עושה ליודה, ביסורי די עושה ליודה. Because since he picked it up before Yish, when he picked it up, there was chal on him achiyu v'ashove to return it. So memele, and a person who was chal achiyu v'ashove, he was not permitted to take it for himself. So a later Yish will not be mafkiyu d'chiyu v'ashove. So I think the Gemara means va'avagav d'shemini d'miyayish l'psoif. He was miyayish later. That means like this. A person lost a chayfetz with a simen 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Someone picked it up 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock he found out that he lost it. He was miyayish right away. So that's what the Gemara says. Va'af agav d'shamina d'miyayish l'psoif. 5 o'clock he was miyayish as soon as he found out that he lost it. Le'have yiyush l'chayre, that yiyush will not help. For the person who found it 4 o'clock, the chiyosu liyode, because when he picked it up 4 o'clock, bisura diyosu liyode. When he picked it up, there was a chiyav hashove. He picked it up before yish. He picked it up in a matzav when it was not oimed lehis yayish. The chiyoda de nafel minei loy miyayish. I can assume that if he would have known then that he dropped it, he wouldn't be miyayish. Meima loma simne isli begave, even if shekil nalei. I'm going to give a simin and I'll get it back. So memele, the person picked it up before yish. And there's not a, and I cannot assume that if he would have found out before four, he would have been miyayish, since he has a simin. Mehechi teisi, should I assume he would have been miyayish? Normal people are not miyayish. That's what Taisi says, Mitchila lehoyoim et liyayish. What does Rashi say? The miyayish lipsoi, even though I heard later that he was miyayish, la'acher shemotzei zeh, after he found it, the klolet diyish kaidoma veilei lechesorin kis, the goli daite shenayish mehem, he was megaladas, and he was miyayish. Bisure osali yodai, the dovo sha'enoi osali isyayishu. I don't understand how this goes on this Dibra Maschel. L'chayre, Rashi should have said, Shesh paisimen kula alma loy pligi deloy have yush. So there, Rashi should have said, the dover sheino osalis yayish. So Rashi should explain what's not used. The dibur amasla bisura osaliyoda is, I mean, since I say la aviyish, it's bisura, it's not a pirish on bisura osaliyoda, it's a pirish. Why? The dover shesh by simen, la aviyish. Bizutai shel yam. Ubishlulisai shel na. Now the Gemara says another case. The Gemara says we're a case where there's no machlekes. Adova sheyesh beisimin, Rove is moide, that if he's unaware of the nefila, and as yet he wasn't miyayish, so doesn't there's no din yish, because it's not osilis yayish. Bezute shoyam bushlish ubishlulisa ishalna, afa gav this beisimin, rachmone sharye kidbina lameima lekamot. Let's see what Rashi says. What is this? Zutei shel yam mekaymais b'sfas hayom. There are certain places on the shore shederech hayom lachzer lachayrev yud pasoyis achmish osa pasoyis pamayim bir. There are certain places on the shore that the yam goes back v'shoytev matzemoysei shom. Vahoylech, and then it goes back, it takes it, and it goes back and takes it into the yam. Zutai loshin goidel v'sirua, that means the yam gets bigger, that means it, the boundaries of the yam, it goes in, onto the shore. V'sirua, v'loshin goidel v'sirua, v'loshin yevoni, k'may shekosvas keinem letalmei amelech, Belatzile, which means Be'el Zatute. So Zatute means a godel. So Mamele, so Bezute shel Yam, Ushlulisa shel No. The No doesn't, is not a normal thing that the No goes back in, onto the shore. Sometimes when it overflows the river because of the rains, etc., and it goes over, so memela there afilu adovo sheyesh vaysimin is everyone holds that you're allowed to keep it. Rachmone sharye. Here the din is that the Torah was matter. The Torah was matter. We learn now from a pasuk that one is allowed to take it for himself. So that is a pasuk. So that what he said before that Adov Shesh by Simon. Everyone agrees that if he's unaware that one is not allowed to take it, if it is an aveda that came about through Zute Shalyom, there the halach is he's allowed to take it. And we learn that from a pasuk. Ki pligi bedobo she'ein b'isim. The machlokes between Abai and Rav is bedobo she'ein b'isim. Abaya Omalai have a yush. It's not yush. Dola yoda did not fulminate. There's no yush. Lamai said there was no yush, but poyo. Dola yoda. Omalai yush. The lachi yoda did not fulminate mi yush. If, when he'll find out, he'll zicha be mi yush. Meima Omar simne lesli begabe. I don't have a simen, so there's no reason to have any hopes that I'll be able to get it back. Is Mahashtahu the Miyayish. The lesson of the Gemara, Mahashtahu the Miyayish, is a little modern, but there was no Yish. But let us see, the lesson of Rashi is a little different. Rashi says, Mahashtahave Yish. So, here's a din Yish now. That is Miyayish, but there was no Yish. Mahashtahave Yish, here's a din Yish. Shrei Nofal, because he lost it. Uch sheyivoda, and when he'll find out, shuv ein daite olo. So he has no hopes of finding it. So memele, so Rava holds it has a din yish.